So someone sent me this picture and asked who would win in a fight. So we got Katniss Everdeen, Harry Potter, and Percy Jackson in the lineup. I think the answer is pretty obvious. First, just take Harry Potter off the table completely. At the heart of it, Harry Potter is a rich British boarding school kid. Oh, but he grew up on an orphan. It doesn't matter. He's still British. He's not winning a fight against a kid from New York or a girl from the Appalachians. Harry used Expelliarmus against the most evil dark wizard in the world not once, but twice. Granted, it worked both times, but he's not here to fight. He just wants to go home and go to bed. Just let him. Katniss is a stronger contender because unlike orphan Harry, she has a sister she wants to make it home alive to. She's good at hunting and could probably trap Percy because Percy will literally walk up to every obvious trap he sees and say, well, that sign won't stop me because I can't read. But when it comes down to it, Katniss also doesn't want to fight, all right? Remember, Katniss is the one who said, rebellion? No thanks, that sounds like it could be dangerous, guys. There's only one kid here who actively wants to fight you, and that's Percy. Percy catches a whiff of bad vibes coming off a god, and he's like, let's go right now. He's 12 years old, and he's antagonizing the literal god of war just because he's mildly annoyed by him. Percy is the only one out of the three who is actually willing to fight, which is why he would win. But at the end of the day, we all know these three would never fight, okay? They would just chill and, like, I don't know, trauma dump on each other.